The Mind Aware, 528.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantrapassword.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you're clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, 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 Dana Wild, and welcome to the show. I had an epiphany about marketing the other day, or as I like to call it, a re-epiphany, because have you ever had those things where you've known them and you know better, and then you get reminded, and you go, oh yeah, I know that. I'm reminded I've got to do that. And I think that's like just the essence or the epitome of marketing or being an entrepreneur, is just learning lessons and then relearning the same lessons over and over again. So here's what happened. I was sending out an email, and I've been sending out, when I send out an email to my list, I pretty much know kind of the percentage of what percentage is going to open, what percentage is going to opt in, and it doesn't vary that much from day to day. And I sent out this email that was a subject line about a freebie related to marketing. Now, keep in mind, you know, I'm the author of Train Your Brain, so I'm kind of known as a mindset person. So the people who are on my list, a bigger percentage of them are interested in mindset and positive thinking. And yet, I sent out this subject line related to marketing, getting this free thing that would help you with your marketing. And this huge percentage, much bigger than normal, like noticeable, not only opened, but opted in for the free offer. And I remember seeing the stats, you know, because I check the stats pretty regularly, almost every day. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's right. And I remembered something. And here's what I remembered. And I think it'll hopefully help you also remember, and it'll help you attract your potential ideal client. What I remembered is my people think their problem is marketing. So if you go out to 1,000 or 100,000 entrepreneurs and you say, hey, you want to grow your business, what do you need to do to grow your business? The vast majority of them are going to say, I need better marketing, or I need to do more marketing, or my marketing needs work, or I need more marketing strategies or marketing ideas. That's what most entrepreneurs are going to say. And you know, just because I'm in the mindset niche, mine aren't any different. We live in a culture that tells us that action is what builds our businesses. And so all of us, me too, I fall into it too. When we want to grow, we think, what can I do? Better marketing, better marketing, better marketing, more marketing. And so I kind of had to laugh, because I think I have a tendency to do what most people do, which is we get so enamored with our own solutions, we tend to sell to the solution. If I do a workshop where I'm talking about shifting your mindset, I'm going to get a certain percentage of the entrepreneurs who are going to be aware that they have a mindset problem. There's a certain percentage of entrepreneurs who would gladly say, yes, I would like more confidence, or I would like to shift my mindset, think more positively, I'd like to believe in myself, those types of things. But the bigger percentage of entrepreneurs are probably not even going to be aware of that. A person who's aware that that mindset is an issue is like a whole level up from the average entrepreneur. Most people, most business owners, most people who are running a business, they're going to think that their money comes from their marketing and their marketing strategies. So the reason this was a re-epiphany for me or an eye-opener for me is because I have to remember when I am out in the world and I'm talking about whatever I'm talking about, whether it's Train Your Brain or whether it's marketing or whatever, that the people I'm talking to, the people who aren't part of the Train Your Brain audience already, they are going to think their problem is marketing. So when I go out with a lead magnet, that's a lead magnet like, here are the four mindset issues you have. Most people are going to be like, that's not my problem. My problem is marketing. So if I go out with, here are the four marketing problems you have, now they can come into my world. So here's an example. We have a really good quiz. It's called Your Marketing Superpower. And I created it because I think most people are trying to market their business in too many different ways. And so this will help you narrow down and figure out what you're actually good at, what your marketing superpower is, and you can focus all of your marketing attention in that particular area. And you can find it, if you haven't taken it yet, at yourmarketingsuperpower.com. So you just go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com. It doesn't take you, you know, five-ish minutes to take the test, and when you're done, you can opt in, you can get a whole list of marketing ideas. So in my mind, I thought, you know what? That's the lead magnet I need to go all in with. I need to be out in as many places talking about that. Do you want to know how to be a better marketer? Do you want to know what your marketing superpower is? Because after they come into my world, after they come into the Train Your Brain world, then I can let them know, hey, guess what? Maybe marketing is not your problem. Let's talk about mindset. Let's talk about training your brain. Let's talk about intentional action. And that's when you bring them into the indoctrination sequence, or as I like to affectionately say, that's when they start drinking the Kool-Aid, right? Should I give up that reference? You tell me. I'm not sure. So the thing is, this isn't just for me. This is for you too. Are you selling to the solution? Are you trying to attract to the solution? If you're a weight loss coach, people don't want to necessarily eat more green foods. You know, there's a small percentage that want to eat more green foods, just like there's a small percentage that know mindset's their problem. But most people, they're thinking about their problem. They want the result of losing that last 10 pounds or fitting into that pair of jeans they haven't fit into. So people are thinking about their problems, and they don't always know what their problems are. They're thinking their problem is, gosh, I wish I could lose weight. I wish I could lose weight. I could fit into these jeans. Their reticular activating system is going to see you if you're speaking to them from that perspective. If you are a money coach, you might know the solution for money issues is making a budget or something to that effect. So you don't want a lead magnet that says the easy way to make a budget, because there's a very small percentage of people who are actually going to do that or want to do that. So you want to be leading with where their head is at. So this is the number one thing. You have to ask yourself, what is your ideal client thinking about right now? What are they stressing about right now? What are they worried about right now? What's got their attention? Because whatever they're thinking about obsessively right now, the problem, that's going to be what their reticular activating system is looking for. They aren't looking for the solution. And most often, they don't even know what the solution is. And they don't even want the solution. So if somebody says, build your business more quickly, and I say, you need to change your thoughts, they're like, oh, that's not it. But if I talk to them about their marketing, give them some marketing solutions, then bring them in and talk to them about their mindset, now they're more willing to listen. Same with you as a weight loss coach. If you talk to them about fitting into those jeans, then talk to them about eating the healthy greens, now they're more attached to you, you're going to be more credible. Or the money coach, right? You're going to be talking to them about making more money or getting out of debt. That's the thing that's got their attention. After they're in, then you can give them the indoctrination to your methods, which might be making a budget or something like that. And this goes for physical products too. This isn't just programs. You know, if you have, let's say you have cleaning products for the home that are get rid of toxins, so you're not putting toxins into your household. Well, there aren't a lot of people who are thinking, gee, I wish my household had less toxins. That's a percentage on the top that are thinking about that. Most of them are thinking things like, I wish I could get rid of this mildew, this chronic mildew problem I've got in the downstairs basement, right? That's what they're thinking. So meet people where they're at. Meet people with the issues they're grappling with and they're thinking about, because then you not only get into their heads, but you let the reticular activating system start working on your behalf. So market to what they think their problem is. You know differently. You know, I know marketing is not your problem. I know marketing is not the issue for people, but they think it's the issue. So that's why we want to be able to speak to them where they're at, and when they come in, indoctrinate them into the philosophies and the truths and the ideas and the solutions that we hold. So I love when I have a little re-epiphany. Can we make that a word now? Can we start calling them re-epiphanies? I had another epiphany again. That means it's a re-epiphany. It's like a deja vu epiphany. Okay, I know you're going to get that, and I know that you know that if you combine that with some brain training, talking about I'm attracting my ideal client, I'm getting better at this, I love attracting my ideal client, more and more people are coming to me, things are easy, things are easier all the time, more and more people are coming on my radar, I'm coming on the radar of all of the people who need what I have to offer, I'm understanding marketing more and more, I love that the people who I'm attracting are exactly right for my business. When you start saying those kind of mindset phrases and combine them with these little tips that help keep our head in the game on marketing, wow, look out. That's intentional action at its best. All right, have some fun with that, and we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
I'm excited! Like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't. All you have to do is flip the button.
It's like taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.